Hi, Colin, my twin brother.
Hi, welcome. Simon, coincidentally also my twin brother. Welcome to you too.
Welcome to episode 19 of He's in a Podcast. I'll have given some funny name based on something we said in the podcast.
Yeah, you take a quote out Taskmaster style and get feel reeled in.
I mean, no one's commented on it yet, but I assume it's good to say too busy being reeled.
People are reeled. Would you ever go fishing?
Would I ever go fishing? Of course not.
Okay.
I mean, firstly, as I think you're aware, I'm vegetarian.
The fish don't always die.
I think having a hook torn through your...
No, just chuck them back in again. That'd be fine.
But they've got a hook going through their throat. It's not.
I don't think it's going through their throat. Isn't there a little bit that they can... Listen, I don't know about how fish work. There's only one kind of angles I know, Simon. That's geometry.
Because it's very early for an angle joke.
Disagree. Okay, you're not a sportsman, so I think it's fair to say.
How dare you? I've been doing push-ups this whole time. I reckon it's 1 minute and 10 seconds in. It's already more than I would be able to do push-ups
this whole time. if you had to compete in the Olympics, what sport do you think you stand the best chance at being able to compete at?
When you say best chance of being able to compete, do you mean finishing the task, or do you mean winning?
Let's say winning.
Oh, well, obviously none.
So I feel like they're all... But I mean, I feel that it's the same answer, isn't it?
Because lots of them I would die halfway through. Right. Okay. Like, I'm on a balance beam, trying to get do a cartwheel on a balance beam. I'm not finishing that.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair.
Whereas, you know, I could run the 100 metres.
That's true. Yeah. I suppose, like, if everyone else fell over several times.
Yeah, it would have to be several. Because, you know, I'm not catching up one fall.
No. I mean, in fairness, obviously, like, hardly anyone would. But how many times do you think Usain Bolt would have to fall over for you to beat him?
Like, I'm going to say, so is it 100 metres? I think three. I think I could do three.
Really? So he's running without falling. Like, his record is like 9.5 or 9.6 or something seconds.
I don't know what my record would be. But let's say, I mean, how long is normal to run 100 meters? Like a minute?
A minute to run 100 meters.
I think I can do it in a minute.
I think you have to be very unfit not to be able to do it in 20 seconds.
Okay, let's say I can do it in 25 seconds.
I reckon you could probably do it in 16 or 17 seconds, maybe? Oh,
really?
Well, I mean, I don't know, maybe 18. A minute.
I don't watch sport.
But so, you can't think that Usain Bolt is running six times as fast as a normal person.
Can't I? I feel like he probably is. Right. So let's say that, so you're saying that I could do it in 10 seconds faster than him, generally.
Yeah, basically twice his time, I think you could do it.
I think it would take you 3 or 4 seconds per fall.
maybe okay. Well, you're saying, if you're listening, in fairness, I don't want to call you out, you're saying, but he ain't do it in 9.6 these days. He's probably topping 10 these days.
Is he American or is he British?
Jamaican.
He's not one of those people who secretly runs for another country or something.
I mean, he might be putting on a mask and running for, like, Iceland or something, but I don't think so.
What sport would you, or event, if you will, would you compete in?
Well, I've got the theory that, because I've thought about this before,
okay,
that it would be shooting on the basis that most of these, I'm not going to fluke into running 100 meters in 9.6 seconds, but I could fluke into hitting the target every time. We're just looking at probabilities. Well, that's it. It's like, I think you'd
break your wrist on the first shot.
That's probably true, actually. But like, as you say, like, I'm not going to like just accidentally do a cartwheel on a balance beam. That's just not going to happen. And then you see like the men with those like rings where like they're holding themselves upside down or something. That's not going to happen. And yeah, if it's like, I'm not going to just, I can lift this really heavy weight. But like where it's something where it's targeting. And I think like, I was thinking like with archery, I probably wouldn't be able to work out how to use the bow.
No, gosh, no. Although we did do it at Leisure Leaders.
That's true. It might be slightly different at Olympic level, or maybe not. I don't know.
Who knows? Well, actually, I'm going to change my answer to one I think I could do well at.
Okay.
Mixed doubles tennis, or even just doubles tennis. Is that a thing? But yeah, if I'm with someone who's really good, they can cover the whole court. I'm just in the background.
You're standing on the edge.
Just being like, yours.
Because I believe the opponents will always target you. If you're on the court,
I'm going to try not to be. I'll cover it in case it goes wide.
No, I suppose it depends who you're doubled with.
Yeah, it's true. Like I've got Venus Williams or Serena Williams or someone, and they're like Czechoslovakia or something. So
interesting that you think Czechoslovakia is still a country.
Chechia, sorry.
And you're ignoring the fact, Simon, that the greatest female tennis player of all time.
Yes.
Martina Navratilova was, in fact, Czech, I think.
She's not still playing, though, is she?
No, but then I don't think the Williams sisters are.
Surely they are.
Maybe they are. I don't know. I thought at least one of them had stopped, I thought.
Look, I don't know. You've come to the wrong man. I've not kept abreast of them.
No, fair enough.
Although I think one of them was in an advert for a perfume or a dress or something. I don't know.
Okay. It's the classic sign of not playing tennis or still playing tennis. I don't know.
I do look at some people in these adverts and think, surely you've got enough money.
Mm.
Why, David Schwimmer, are you pretending that you love this mobile network or whatever it was?
Yeah. It was like the Friends cast started selling Friends branded t-shirts a couple of years ago.
Isn't that mostly dear Matthew Perry who did need the money?
Well, maybe it was, because I think a lot of them were like, we're going to give some money to charity, and he did not mention
that.
Yeah, maybe he did need them. But yeah, David Schwimmer, I mean,
he's being paid $1 million per episode of that thing.
Yeah, and he doesn't feel like he's spent it all.
I don't think it's a passion project either.
No, it's a classic thing, isn't it, for doing adverts in foreign countries so that hopefully their friends in Los Angeles don't actually see it.
Yeah.
Or New York. David Schwimmer strikes me as someone who probably lives in New York, actually.
Or a cottage in Wales or something.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing that awful intelligence services thing.
Is that still going?
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, God bless him. But, whenever I see any celebrity in an advert, I think, unless you genuinely really care about this salad spinner or something, I guess you don't see many one-off adverts for salad spinners. But
maybe on the QVC or something. I nailed it, Simon. David Schwimmer lives in Manhattan.
Manhattan, Wales?
He didn't say, but I don't think so.
Okay, we'll never know.
What's your favourite borough of New York?
Well, let me think through the ones I've been through. Okay. It's none.
Right, yeah, me too, actually. Me too.
Yeah, but I'm going to say Queens.
Okay.
And this is based on the fact that Ellen Sigvardsson sang a song called Queen of Queens and the Last Man Standing.
Good as green as any, I suppose. Yeah. I'm going to say Manhattan, because David Schwimmer lives there.
Yeah, Manhattan. I don't know. how often do you clean your oven?
Never. I never clean my oven.
Me neither. I mean, is that okay?
It's a great question. It feels like it's not, doesn't it? It does feel like, now you've mentioned it. You know, there's not, especially self-cleaning ovens. I mean, maybe mine's a self-cleaning oven.
It could be. I mean, what does that mean?
it's a great question. I don't really know how one cleans. I mean, I have attempted in the past to clean oven, but it seems like a fool's errand because you're just going to use it again, aren't you?
I mean, by that argument, you could just never have a shower.
22 years and counting, my friend.
I feel like Mum and Dad, hi, if you're listening, Mum will claim that she cleans the oven often, but if asked to pin down a date or a frequency, will not give it.
How often do you clean your toaster?
Never, just every now and then it breaks, so right. I get a new one.
Hi, Mum. I suspect you might be correct on that one.
I don't know, Mum. Do you clean your oven often? Should I be cleaning my oven? I mean, I think you should clean it more if you eat meat, because it doesn't just drip fat everywhere.
Mm.
Because I don't get
It's very rare that I cook meat directly on the oven tray.
Do you want to just put bacon on a I don't know.
An open shelf of an oven. No, I don't do that. I think you could have guessed that I don't do that.
Also, you put pizza on an open shelf of an oven.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I only ever use my oven to cook pizza or naan bread.
What? So, what do you say? What? What actually, do you mean?
Actually, I had some chips today that came with the pizza, but I'm
what,
not using.
What do you mean?
I just don't. I use the hob for basically everything.
How are you roasting vegetables?
How am I roasting vegetables?
How are you making a Victoria sponge?
I don't bake.
How are you? I suppose most. I mean, now I've got a microwave. I use mine less because I did use it to reheat things, which I didn't.
Sometimes anymore. I do garlic bread actually in there as well. Basically, pizza or things that you can have with pizza,
right?
Or naan bread. That's the only thing that I've ever really used.
It has to be dough based.
I guess it does. Sometimes I do heat up bread in there. Yeah.
Heat up bread.
You know, you can get that bread that you can like finish off the oven, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes when I make bread, I do use the oven, of course. But I use the oven like every time I cook, more or less. Is that true? Maybe not today, but I mean, roasting vegetables is a large part of my cooking.
I have never roasted a vegetable except when you've been there.
How?
And I guess in that context, you've been doing it.
How are you healthier than me? I don't understand.
Well, I don't think I am healthier than you. I mean, I am. My secret, Simon, in fact, listeners, my dieting secrets.
Oh, gosh.
Just eat less.
Right.
That's the secret.
Okay.
That's a free one for all of you out there. I did eat 3/4 of a like chocolate cookie dough thing today, though. So,
I guess my comfort is that you must be always teaching on the edge of heart disease.
that comforts you.
It's my comfort. There's got to be some plus to the number of fruit and vegetables I eat compared to another you eat.
Well, so you always claim that you actually enjoy fruit and vegetables.
Yes, I do, yes.
Is that not a plus?
Yes, it is. I had some lovely pineapple today. Actually, it wasn't the best pineapple. I'm sorry, I lied about the pineapple.
Well, let us know, listeners, if you were offended by Simon's ananas falsehood.
Did you just throw in the French for a pineapple for no reason?
Well, not just the French, Simon. The Latin, the Italian, basically every language apart from us, I think.
Right.
I was going with the species?
Do you guess? Is that what they call it? I guess it is ananas in Latin. It's anana, of course, in French.
Mm. They got lots of them.
You know what's the? You know, so stupid. You know what is to me the most culty thing?
Culty.
Culty. That's very important to enunciate that.
Is it Kool-Aid?
It's basically yes, but also no. It's air fryers.
Oh yeah,
people who've got air fryers, it's like they have drunk the Kool-Aid. They are so obsessed with them, and when you try and work out exactly why, all they'll commit to is that it does things quickly and maybe a bit crunchier than you might want.
Well, I for the first time actually saw an air fryer the other day. I was at my friend Katie and Aaron. Who have an air fryer, and there's no way they're listening to this, so they won't be offended by you slamming them.
Are they culty about it?
Well, no. No.
Interesting. I've been told not to tell you about it.
I mean, they told me about it.
They've sworn an oath of silence.
Right. Because we had Beansgiving, the Beansville Thanksgiving / Christmas meal, and it was hosted at Aaron and Katie's house, and or Katie and Aaron's, if you want to be... matriarchal, and we each had to provide some food, and I was providing pigs and blankets, as well as some chocolates and things. But I just brought them like uncooked, and then gave them to them, and they cooked them in the air fryer. It's the first time I've seen an air fryer used or at all.
In my head, and I know this is not true. They're like those Dyson hand dryers.
No, then
because air dryer hair.
Hair dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I work out, they don't actually fry anything.
What?
So is
air involved?
I think air is involved. It does seem to be air apparent. And
so unnecessary.
But I think the idea, because of the crispiness, it's like frying. But there's no oil or anything.
What? I don't trust it. Do you not trust it? Also, don't have the space for it. But I guess you could replace your oven with one if you're never using the oven.
That's true. I still use the hobs a lot.
I did learn. I always assumed my oven and my hob were joined.
Oh, yeah.
Until my oven fused and the man came to fix it and just...
Oh.
No, sorry, the hob fused, rather. And he buried away and plugged it and lifted out the hob. And it's like, well, there you go. You can use the oven until you replace the hob. It's like, well, who knew that the hob was just like a sheet of metal? But
there you go. Maybe I could get rid of my oven.
Yeah.
Just like store board games there or something.
Do it now in the background.
Right.
I mean, just take a claw hammer to it.
I'm in a different room.
Where's your claw hammer?
I mean, a claw hammer is just a hammer, isn't it?
I don't know.
In which case, it's in the third drawer of my drawers in the living room.
I'll Google claw hammer. I always knew it would come to this.
Because the bit at the end that you use to take nails out, isn't that the claw?
Well, it sounds very likely, doesn't it? Claw hammer. Oh, it is. I always thought people, when they said claw hammer, had like some fancy hammer, but I've got a claw hammer all this time.
There you go. Oh, you're basically Bob the Builder. I think I've mentioned this before on the podcast. I still don't know what a club soda is, and I don't want to find out.
No, it's none of our business. I just assume it's just like a lemonade, just like a regular lemonade.
That's true, because the Americans call a lemonade when they mean... Their lemonade is a lot more lemony than our lemonade, isn't it?
Is it? Or like, is that why Charlie Brown's forever selling them?
And not fizzy, I think. I think it's just...
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Lemon and water, maybe, and sugar.
That's what Beyonce named her album after.
I guess it was. Yes, it was.
You think you know a person?
I don't really think I know much about Beyonce. I wouldn't say that I got an insight into her soul.
What Olympic event do you think she'd do? She must be fit with all the dancing.
Yeah, I guess rhythmic gymnastics.
Yeah, I guess. But I think she could do a mean pole vault. Just she has that vibe. You can see her doing the run up with a real like intensity.
Yeah, I imagine she's pretty good upper body strength. But I'm not sure she's got pole vault worthy upper body strength.
Wow. Didn't realize you hate to see women of color succeed.
Well, now you do.
There's our title of the episode.
Is that our title of the episode?
Colin hates to see women of color succeed. No, I probably won't. I probably won't go with that.
I probably was. I was in a quiz the other day when they gave us 5 song titles and we had to say who sang it. And we quite confidently put Beyonce after just 1 song title.
Give me the song titles. Give me. Was it Beyonce?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. And I can't remember any of the song titles.
Wow.
Or who it turned out to be. Great anecdote.
Find out. Let me know. I bet I get it.
Because then we're like, oh, it was Destiny's Child. And it wasn't them either. It was a female singer. Anyway, the next one, they gave 5 and we hadn't heard the first 4. And then the 5th one was year 3000. So like, right.
Well, that could be tricky.
Yeah.
Because it was covered by the Jonas Brothers.
All right. It wasn't the Jonas Brothers. It was Busted.
They were trying to catch you out there.
Based on the age of the woman doing it, which is about our age probably, maybe a bit younger, she'll be all over Busted. She won't be all over Jonas.
I think I probably have got that in one, because I think I've written every single single that Busted had.
Well.
Who's David? Right. Maybe my favourite. Just write that down.
Okay.
Did you write it down?
I didn't write it down, no. No, I've only got 3 pens here, so...
Thank goodness we're recording this.
So last time we recorded something, we talked about going to US cities.
Well, I've only been... city. Oh, sorry, not our Montpellier tour.
No, this was our which US city would you like to visit?
Oh, yeah.
I think you went with... I mean, Montpellier.
I'm sorry, it was Montpellier. Sorry, that was in Vermont, wasn't it? Yes, Montpellier, Vermont.
Well, since then, I've been to Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, smack in the face to Montpellier, Vermont, who we're not expecting to come up in a second episode, I suppose.
No. But in fact, I went very close to Vermont, because I could easily have gotten to Vermont if I had so chosen, because I went to New Hampshire, which is just next door.
Oh, wow.
In fact, Vermont probably abuts Massachusetts, now I think about it.
Abuts.
You got a problem?
No.
It does.
Well, I don't doubt it.
Of the 3 states that abut Vermont, I went to 2 of them.
So when I'm editing, because I think I'm editing this one, I might just cut your half of the podcast out completely.
Okay, so you're just saying...
It's just me riffing.
Right.
I think that's what people will want after this abut conversation.
I'm not sure you got a problem with the butt.
It's just a weird word.
Okay. Anyway, Boston, 2 thumbs up.
Problem with the butt is the new title of the book.
Yeah. I thought we'd sidestep the obvious. but no, we didn't.
New, I think people might not know that you have spotted it if you don't highlight it.
That's fairly true, yeah. Oh, I didn't go to the Institute of Contemporary Art when I was there. I considered it.
Any other places you didn't go while you were in America?
What was that?
Any other places you didn't go in America?
Yeah.
The Liberty Bell?
Well, interesting story, actually. So the Liberty Bell is in Philadelphia, famously. Okay. But when I was in the Rhode Island State House, they had something they claimed was the Liberty Bell. I was like, can you just claim that? Can you just claim that your bell is a Liberty Bell?
Did you go to it?
Yeah, I mean, I walked straight past it and I saw a sign saying Liberty Bell. I was like, what? Yeah. Really? Okay. So I guess I did go to it.
There you go. Wow.
I guess anyone can just claim their bell represents liberty.
Well, Beauty and the Beast.
What's that?
It's the whole moral of Beauty and the Beast.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
It's a little bell joke.
Ah, that's a good joke. Yeah,
thank you.
Well done.
thank you.
I don't want to slam Providence, Rhode Island's on.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
But listen here, Rhode Island heads.
Okay, sure.
Providence is Dullesville. It looks quite nice, and your little waterfronty thing is quite fun.
Okay.
Your little river, although the fact that you're advertising that, like, I can't really call it, like River of Flame or something, which happens once a year, you can't just put that on a map. That's on Eventbrite. You can't put it on a map. Anyway,
I
intended to spend the day in Providence. Got to 2:30. I went back to Boston. There's nothing in Providence to do apart from look at a fake Liberty Bell.
Wow, big smackdown for Providence. What were you expecting?
I don't know. I thought it's like it's a state capital. It's a
so is Montpellier.
That's true. I thought it'd be nice to check out. I mean, in fairness, and I retract much of what I said because it did have, unlike Boston, a Dairy Queen.
Oh, well, so, that's a whole day's worth of activities.
I did go back to it again. Although, and it's possible this was me, but I don't think it was. To get into this mall, or mall, that had the Dairy Queen, I couldn't work out any way to get into it that didn't involve walking through a car park and going up in a slightly shady lift and then walking back through the car park with no pedestrianised bit and then going through some doors.
Well, you know, Americans, and I don't want to generalise, but they never walk anywhere. So maybe the idea is that you have to drive there.
I mean, maybe it is. And, like, you know, if we've got, like, say, you know, Cribb's Causeway, it's got a big Marks and Spencer, a big John Lewis. And to go from the car park, you kind of go straight into Marks and Spencer. And if you want to, you can go through it and hit the rest of the shops. That's fairly common in our shopping centres.
Sure.
There are a lot of these big shops that, like, were on the pavement, sidewalk, if you will. But there was no door to the outside world. So rather than walking just through them to get to stuff, you had to go through the car park.
Wow.
Providence, I don't know what you're doing. But I did have a little wander around Brown University, which is in Providence.
So oh,
that was quite fun.
I have heard of it. I forget why.
Just Emma Watson University, went there, speaking of Beauty and the Beast.
Emma Watson also went to Oxford.
Did she?
Went to Worcester College for a year or a term or something.
Oh, fair play.
With my friend Melissa. They never spoke.
It's Ivy League, I think.
Nice. Gotta love that league.
What is your favourite league?
Of Nations.
I thought you might say League of Nations.
And thanks to them, we'll have peace in our time.
I think you're possibly mixing up a couple of historical things, isn't it?
Well, that's what everyone thought League of Nations would do.
That's true. Woodrow Wilson et al.
Sure. I guess a league of their own. I've not seen it.
The TV show or the movie?
I was thinking the movie. Well, either. I've not seen either of them.
Good movie.
Madonna's in it, I believe.
She is. There's no crying in baseball.
I'm sorry. Just what was that? Who are you being? Was that Madonna?
That was Tom Hanks.
Oh, right. Okay.
That was spot on, actually.
Right. Well, I've not seen it, so I can't disagree with you. But...
it's the most famous line from A League of Their Own.
I haven't heard it.
I have a Funko Pop of him from that movie.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So for my Tom Hanks shelf.
I'm sorry to hear that too.
Can you guess the other Tom Hanks films I've got Funko Pops of?
Philadelphia.
No.
Castaway.
Yes.
The Terminal.
No.
Castaway.
Yes.
Charlie Wilson's War.
No, they didn't do that one. No.
Forrest Gump, I guess.
Forrest Gump, yeah.
What else is he in? what's the one he did in space? Did he do one in space?
He did, but no.
Okay.
Well, actually, well, it was Apollo 13, yeah. But no, he wasn't Funko popped for that.
Funko popped. I can't think of any other films he's been in.
Toy Story.
Who is he in there?
Well, he's Woody.
Mm, who knew?
Big.
Oh, the creepy one.
I mean, fairly creepy, I suppose. And A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, I think it's called. We played Mr. Rogers.
And I've never seen Mr. Rogers, but I know he's widely beloved.
Mm, good guy. Good guy.
Have I told you about my oven gloves and staining the shower?
What? No, I think I'd remember that. Your oven gloves have stained the shower.
So a while ago, I was cleaning my shower, walk-in shower, thank you. I thought I'll pop some bleach and some water to really, really get it sparkling. But you shouldn't use your bare hands if there's bleach involved. We know that. So I thought I'll pop in some marigolds. Discovered I'd run out of marigolds. Thought, well, okay. What is silicon in my house is my oven gloves. So I pop them on. And oh my gosh, a game changer. The game has changed. The game is no longer the same because you can get those bad boys wet and they will not conduct heat. I love them. I asked for oven gloves for Christmas once and nobody would give them to me, so I had to buy my own.
I don't remember asking for oven gloves.
And it was great not getting my hands covered in bleach, but marigolds must have some sort of color lock technology because they know you're going to use chemicals in them.
Yeah.
Oven gloves do not have that. My oven gloves are bright blue. And for a while I was looking at my shower being like, "What? Why is the shower stained blue? I don't know where that's come from. Right. It came from my oven gloves."
So is that...
It has got out. That was a while ago. They have come out. But also, in between the silicon ends of the oven gloves was fabric, and that got in the bleachy water. And that was just wet fabric that I had trapped between my hands.
And how did it got through the oven gloves?
No, it was just the outside of the oven glove is blue.
Okay. So what?
I think the bleach just made some of the oven glove transfer to my shower.
I'm just confused about the fabric on your hands, but that's...
Oh, that fabric was just it's a bit holding the things between the hands.
So
yeah.
I see.
I cleaned my shower today as well, fun fact, but now I've got marigolds again, so all is well.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Do you actually buy own brand? So do you buy marigold brand gloves?
No, I didn't realise that was a brand.
I assume it is.
I just bought them.
Hello.
I think I bought them in an Amazon Prime package where it's like, I need to make up some money. Amazon Prime,
make
Amazon.
Up some money.
Make up some money to get free shipping.
I tend to just buy like toothpaste or something when I'm doing that.
Well, I guess it's very similar.
I think you're doing toothpaste wrong.
Just household essentials. I end up buying just huge amounts of eye drops, so that's my life.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. I was buying Lindor chocolate for Christmas on Amazon the other day. Confusing range of what I find actually. I had to buy some celebration boxes for church, and I was comparing the prices in various different like supermarkets. But if you go on Amazon, there'll be like some like two tins for £38. It's like, I suppose if you con one person into doing this, then fair play to you. But
I've often found that they're like, we sort of do groceries, but we don't want to. So
yeah, or it's third party sellers who just figure out a way to con people.
I often also see those adverts like Just Eat being like, we can deliver your milk as well. It's like, well, if it would cost me so much money to deliver milk on Just Eat.
But don't you, well, not anymore, but you used to pay for a milkman, didn't you? How much was that?
I did, but I'm not paying like £5 delivery for a milkman.
Fair enough, yeah. Yeah.
Now I buy milk at the supermarket like a schlab.
I mean, that's how you do everything. Got him.
Yeah. Well.
I'm drinking right now from this this Boston mug I bought from the old State House, and it was on sale, $5.
Wow. Okay.
Nice mug. I must get one of those, said the lady behind the till.
I'm sure she has the option every day.
Yep, but she hasn't done it, and I think I might have got the last one.
Oh, sucks to be Sandra. I see my name is Sandra.
Sandy.
Sandy.
I watched While You're Sleeping again yesterday while I was putting up a Christmas tree and decorating and stuff.
The link here being Sandra Bullock, I suppose.
That's correct. How come that's not in the pantheon of Christmas movies? That happens at Christmas.
Who does it?
Hmm.
Great question. I don't know.
It's a good movie.
It is quite good. It's quite creepy, but, you know, it's quite good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's not uncreepy to explain it. I mean, they explain it well.
And I don't really remember what happens in that one versus what happens in the Friends takeoff of it.
Well, let me tell you the entire plot line of While You Were Sleeping.
That's what people phone in for.
Sandy Bullock is she's working at the toll booth, the railway station, train station, as our American friends say. And there's this chappie that she really likes, but she's never worked up the courage to say hi to. And then he falls on the railway line and she rescues him, but he's unconscious because he fell on the railway line. And she's like, just says to herself, I was going to marry him. But a nurse overhears and tells the family that the fiance is there. And the family's like, whoa, didn't know you had a fiance. But also, the grandmother's got a weak heart. And she's like, well, I can't tell the truth now. She'll have a heart attack and die. I've got to go along with this.
That seems legit, yeah. That seems like something that would happen.
Yeah. And then his brother comes back.
R.I.P.
I think it's the other one, isn't it?
I don't know.
Bill Pullman, I think, is still with us. I think Bill Paxton died.
Oh, the same person, I think.
Bill Pullman comes back and they're like, oh, he's great. I think I'll fall in love with him instead.
Oh, I'd forgotten that.
And then the chappie who isn't Ron Livingston, he's someone else, wakes up and he's like,
never heard of Ron Livingston.
Changed my life for the better. And then Christmas, probably. It's a good movie.
Okay, great. What's your least favourite Christmas carol?
Well, I saw Three Ships, I think, like you. But for another reason now, in that I was in a quiz on Friday night where there was anagrams of carols.
Okay.
And I was kind of just rattling through them, as you will.
Sure.
And this one's like, oh, that looks like I saw Three Ships, put it in. And they said the answer was, we saw three ships. And didn't give us the point. That's not even a carol.
It's not a carol.
Peter Gallagher is the guy who's not Ron Livingston. In fact, looks nothing like Ron Livingston now I look at him.
I don't know who either of these people are.
Fair enough. Yeah, I also don't like the Holly and the Ivy.
Me neither, no.
But I'll take most of the rest.
Silent Night, I like the idea of it, but... Okay.
Chance would be a fine thing.
I don't understand.
It's my new character.
I don't like it, but it is an improvement on your normal personality.
Right.
This guy, his
thing is... he just wants a bit of peace and quiet. But he can't get it.
Oh no, Chance would be a fine thing.
Yeah, that's his thing.
I was in a charity shop a while ago where people were uproariously laughing at the counter.
Uproarious, it was right.
And then someone came up.
I lost it.
Someone came up to join them and just started laughing along with them, even though she had no idea what was going on.
Mm.
And then just they started telling each other how much they enjoyed laughing, and they're just like, laugh, it's as good as a holiday, you know. Oh, it's nothing like laughter, is it? It's like, what's going on? This woman doesn't even know why you're laughing, and you're having a sort of like get together, how much you enjoy laughter.
It's the best medicine.
Well, yeah. And you know, I love laughter as much as the next man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind a laugh. Don't mind a little laugh, yeah.
A little laugh. As long as it's harmless fun, actually.
Yeah, all in good fun is what I say.
Yeah, it's got just harmless.
Yeah, I don't like harmful fun.
No, no, that's the opposite of what I like.
What would you say is the right amount of harm that fun should contain?
I'd say less.
Less. Then less is more, they say.
Oh, it changes everything.
Mm.
Actually, on reflection, I don't think less is more.
No, usually it's less, isn't it? Yeah.
I can't think of any instances where it's more.
So there's going to be a community movie. It's still happening.
So I hear, and there's talks of me being in it.
Who are you playing?
Chevy Chase.
Yeah. No.
Do you want to be very clear? Not... the character he portrays.
Not Pierce Hawthorne, you're playing Chevy Chase.
I'm playing Chevy Chase himself. And
to be clear, Chevy Chase the comedian or Chevy Chase the American folk hero or something that he named himself after?
Weirdly, Chevy Chase the area of Washington, D.C.
Okay. Chevy Chase's real name is Cornelius. Interesting. There's a lot of Chevy Chases around. All right, so Chevy Chase Maryland.
Oh, sorry, Maryland. It is
he's in Washington, but it's in Washington, D.C.
Well, people who live there claim they're in D.C., but I think technically they're in Maryland. And that's where I've been twice.
So it's in both Maryland and in Washington. What? Curious. Okay, fair enough. Cool. I'm sure you could play that bit of geographically controversial land.
I remember there being a roundabout. I'll use that.
There's a roundabout in America.
Maybe you're misremembering, but I seem to remember one.
In fairness, I did come across a roundabout in California once, and
they call them a whirly well.
I didn't know too. But apparently, they're so rare in the US that people just like they don't go all the way around it. They just go whichever way is quicker.
When I was queuing to hire a car at Inverness Airport, I had to I didn't have to watch. It was just on a video about how roundabouts work.
Nice.
I thought I probably had it down, but also had I never driven a roundabout, that short informational video might not have given me full confidence.
But it was the first time you hired a car, presumably.
It was the first time I hired a car. It was very confusing because it was a 2024 car. And it didn't have a key.
Oh, it was like fob.
And you were just given like a bit of plastic, and that let you in if you walked near enough the car, and it did a little sort of da 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 da. But then I was like, how do I make the car go?
Was it just a big button or something?
There was a button eventually, I found.
It feels like they're fixing problems that didn't exist.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever been like, you know what, I wish my car didn't have.
It's like so annoying putting my key in ignition.
And then your friend Kirsty, told me that her car is similar and it won't start if it's cold based on the fob needs to be warm or something.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Not on my watch.
One thing about Boston, Massachusetts, as I say as I'm looking at this mug, is that there isn't like a particularly identifiable building, like an Empire State Building or a CN Tower or Space Needle or something. So the mug has got like the skyline, but they've just had to put in like a statue of Paul Revere in the middle to like Boston.
Paul Revere.
Simon. Paul Revere, he was the guy who rode shouting the British are coming to to warn people about the British Army.
Thanks, but, Paul.
They love him up there. I visited Paul Revere's house. I got confused by how much things were costing me because at one point, as I mentioned before to you, I spent $40 on a sandwich, but to visit Paul Revere's house cost $6.
How did you manage to spend $40 on a sandwich?
Well, it was a lobster sandwich.
Was it good?
It was lovely, yeah. Yeah, I can see why people like lobster. Yeah.
How much is $40 in money?
It's a great question. Too much.
You say like 25 quid?
It's sterling.
It's a lot for a sandwich.
£31, bro.
Oh my gosh.
And that included tip, because this was quite early in my visit where I was still wildly over tipping to make sure that people didn't hate me. But but it was, no, actually, I didn't wild it. It was still like 30 something without the tip. Yeah, absurdly expensive. I was like, okay, it's very nice. But yeah, this is a once in a lifetime movie.
You know what I think is a waste of time? The second hand. Not on my watch. I just lumbering up to that joke.
So your build up was, you know, I think it's a waste of time. The second hand, not on my watch.
Yeah.
Repeating, because I know you said not on my watch. Like
I'm gonna cut that out when I edit it, so people won't know that I've already said it.
Okay. So is the waste of time like? Are we layering the joke here? Is that?
It's a great, yeah, not intentionally, but yes. Come on, it's a great game.
I mean, I'm
it'd
be not
better if it'd be more in like context or
relevant to what we're talking about. Yeah, I mean, I've quite often done the I hate digital clocks, not on my watch, but yeah, no, it's gonna be it works.
Not on my
works, I suppose.
Yeah, I've never eaten lobster, obviously. But what did annoy me, actually, and I'll tell you this for nothing. I was recently at a pub with some friends, and it was quite a posh pub, and also violently overheated.
Was it a gastro pub?
I think posher than that, like, you know, just like a sort of fine dining sort of pub.
Was it one of these things where the price wasn't on the menu, or if it was on the menu, they didn't use the pound sign?
I think definitely the price was there, but they didn't give you the menu when they were asking what you wanted. Well, they did eventually. But the way they got, this is what annoyed me. We got in, she said, oh, can I get you anything to start with? We've got a lovely G&T, like basil-infused G&T that could be a nice thing to have whilst you're starting your, whilst you're choosing what to have.
Just a menu drink.
Just a menu drink, apparently.
Okay, fine.
And I was like, I don't drink, babe. And she said, oh, we do a non-alcoholic one. And my friends who clearly wanted this thing, so I was like, sure, I'll have the non-alcoholic one whilst you have the alcoholic one. Fine. It was fine. I mean, I don't think there's a reason that people don't tend to basil infuse their gin. But sure. And mine was elderflower, essentially. There wasn't like a fake gin. It was just like an elderflower thing.
Okay.
Didn't realize we got the bill at the end that we'd been charged £12 for this drink.
Wow.
Same price for the alcoholic and non-alcoholic ones.
Wow.
£12 for a drink I didn't really want and only got because she sort of pressured it into it. And it was just like elderflower.
That's insane.
So we did decide that's our tip. You know, we're not going to take a tip from this because you sort of strong-armed us into this.
I bought two pizzas and some chips for £10 in Morrison's today.
Yeah.
Not hard quality, if I'm honest.
But it was also so hot that I had to go and stand in the car park for a bit. So overall, lovely time, we would recommend.
But where I did fall down on tipping was where I was paying in cash. Because some places I went, I was looking around for like, there was no like jar for tips. So some guy looked quite disgruntled, gave me all my change back. And I was like, what am I supposed to do? I'm not going to say keep the change because I give him like $20 or something that's $6, I don't know. But I'm also not going to like just hand you back some, maybe I should.
Well, maybe that's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, put out a jar if you want to do that. Anyway.
Have socialism. Get a minimum wage.
I disagree with socialism.
Do you not like a minimum wage?
I do.
That's socialism, brother.
It's not. there also is a minimum wage in the US.
No, there isn't.
Well, the federal minimum wage for covered non-exempt employees is $7.25 per hour. Many states also have minimum wage laws.
I don't think that's true.
It's the US Department of Labor says this.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hmm?
Believe that, you'll believe anything. I'm a conspiracy theorist now.
There's been a minimum wage since 1938. No, 1933.
That's not true.
Oh, but later found to be unconstitutional.
There you go. Interesting. There you go.
No, I mean, you really don't, because the current one's been in place since 2009.
They love to say things are unconstitutional over there.
They do actually love to do that, yeah.
Like, babe, who cares about the Constitution? It's my take.
Who's the babe in this case?
Babe America. Ruth. America.
Okay.
Babe Ruth and others.
I mean, Babe Ruth's dead, so...
Is he?
Okay. What do you mean, is he?
Well, I thought he wasn't.
Interesting. I mean, he was playing baseball in the 1910s.
What? I thought he was out of the 90s.
No, 1895 to
1948. What? You think you know someone?
Did you think you knew Babe Ruth?
I thought I did.
Interesting.
Not very well, I suppose. Yeah, I'm going to say he plays... I think baseball.
Okay, I mean, I did say that like 20 seconds ago, but yes, you're correct.
Yes, nailed it. You must remember that I don't listen to stuff you say. I simply don't have the time or motivation.
But I hate to keep harping back on Boston, Massachusetts. I don't know why I keep calling it Boston, Massachusetts every time. Maybe it's because the mug in front of me says Boston, Massachusetts.
And because we've got a lot of Lincolnshire fans tuning in.
But when I was doing a tour of the home of the Boston Red Sox, they talked about the curse of the Bambino, although never quite explained why it was called that. Ooh. But Boston Red Sox won the World Series several times, and then they traded Babe Ruth in 1918, I think, 1919, and then didn't win it again till 2004.
Oh, well, I guess it doesn't really matter.
I guess he was the
Bambino. You said it.
He was the Bambino, right?
Is Bambino just like a baby?
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, it's like the Italian. But, I've never heard him called that apart from in the phrase, the curse of the Bambino.
I would quite like to go just be like, honestly, it doesn't matter.
You want to go to Boston, to Fenway Park, to go on the tour, to say, honestly, it doesn't matter?
Yeah, because maybe no one's actually told them before. I was listening to the Rest of Entertainment the other day, and they were comparing the Jacob Rees-Mogg documentary with some documentary about darts. And they were saying that the problem with the Jacob Rees-Mogg one, well, one of the problems, was that the stakes were so low, whereas, and I quote Richard, with the Barts one, the stakes couldn't be higher.
Mm.
It's like, honestly, couldn't be lower. Like, it simply doesn't matter who throws darts at a board.
I mean, I know that's your view.
How could it matter?
That's the beautiful thing about sports, Simon. That's the beautiful thing about sports.
It's a waste of time.
But I hadn't realised until
reading... Catch Beyonce playing darts?
I bet she loves darts.
Oh, she's not a dartist.
Loves the arrows.
The what?
The arrows, Simon, as darts fans call it.
Is that why... Do you think she's going to do an arrows tour? It's an arrows tour, Jake.
That's pretty good, isn't it? It might have been better if we'd been talking about Taylor Swift.
I work with the material I have. I don't think I've been on my top form reword player in this episode.
I think it's been bad, but also I disagree. I didn't realise until reading the review of the Rees-Mogg series that it was designed... when it started, even started shooting, he was still an MP. And the kind of him losing his seat was a bit of a surprise that happened in the thing. So it was all going to be about him trying to like win the next election, I guess, or something. Be in opposition or whatever else. But fairly early on in one of the early episodes, he loses his job. And was like, I guess we're just following this guy around doing nothing now.
Yeah, I shan't be watching it, personally speaking.
No, I have no interest. Even though his dad was a good man.
Was he?
Editor of the Times for many years.
Okay, was he a good man as well?
I mean, I don't know, but he was the one who wrote the famous Leader article about the Beatles, Simon, who breaks a butterfly on a wheel.
I thought it was about Mick Jagger.
My fact, yes, I said the Beatles. It was about Mick Jagger, you're right.
See?
No, the rumours were that the police waited till the Beatles had left the party before raiding it. But I don't know if that's true.
Oh, right.
But yes, it was specifically about the Rolling Stones, you're right. Quoting who, Simon?
It sounds like Edgar Allan Poe.
Alexander Pope, apparently. Well,
I was going to say Alexander Pope, and I think that's what I was thinking when I said Poe.
Because there was this thing where apparently Rees-Mogg
was... Is it from The Rape of the Lock?
I don't know. But he was quite upset because apparently he wrote in the headline, "Who breaks a butterfly upon a wheel?" And which is the correct quote.
Right.
And the sub-editor got rid of the up. "Who breaks a butterfly on a wheel?"
Sub-editors, am I right?
You certainly are, son. You certainly are.
I do think it's a specious argument. To be like, they're kind of nice, so we shouldn't prosecute them.
No, fair enough.
The surviving Beatles should be put in prison for their drug abuse. It's my hot take.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in fairness, Paul McCartney did spend time in a Japanese prison for smuggling drugs into Japan.
What? Do people know this?
Yeah, I mean, I say spend time. I think it was like 2 days or something. But
why was he like for himself, or was he trying to like?
Yeah,
sell
he just basically just.
People?
I don't think he was doing a second line.
Wait, I've been doing a second line. Am I right?
Nice. Right, he's back on form, ladies and gentlemen. He's back on form. we've hit your sweet spot, cocaine gags. No, he just had put some marijuana in his suitcase.
Well, if you, I'm just looking at my notes app where I put this note down. If you were prime minister / I guess a dictator, and you could pass some pretty seemingly low level but to you very important law, what would it be? Like a daily annoyance that you were like, we're going to outlaw them.
Oh, good question. Good question.
If you like, I can fill the time with the one I've written down.
Well, I've got one that if I was mayor of Bristol.
Oh, right, okay.
Because there's a roundabout at the end of St. Philip's Causeway where when you come to it, there's a hedge on the right that really blocks the view of vehicles coming round the roundabout. I would get rid of that hedge.
Well, I think that's intentional because lots of places have like actual like borders there. I think it's so you have to stop and approach the roundabout slowly.
Oh, right.
So you're going to cause all sorts of traffic accidents if people speed on the roundabout.
I guess I am. But in fairness, the first time I drove it, I did speed on the roundabout without noticing. So I'm really torn myself here.
You thought, I can't see what's coming, so I better speed up.
Yeah. Okay, what have you got?
So mine feels more low level. It's on the internet. You know when you're, the internet. When you're putting a password in, it should be law that they have to tell you whether or not you had to put a symbol in when you were entering your making.
I would go further, Simon. I would go further. Oh my and gosh. This is a great one. I would say it has to be illegal to have any of those requirements because they're all really stupid.
Okay, that's good. Yeah,
they make it, and I'm copying XKCD here, but they make it easier for computers to crack and harder for humans to remember.
Yeah, because they do say you should just pick like three random objects and put them together, don't you?
Exactly. Which on the government website, if you sign up for like HMRC or something, they don't have any of those requirements, and they do say whoever it is, the National Cybercrime Unit or whatever it is, recommends connection three or four random words. So fair play to them.
Because so often I've gone through like, oh, I can't remember my password, reset it, discovered that it was just my normal password with an exclamation mark on the end.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just include an exclamation mark in my regular password.
I would get rid of, what's it called? I would get rid of defined benefit pensions for private for public sector workers.
Yeah, I mean, if we could keep this at least approaching comedy.
I'm just saying, Simon, they don't appreciate the... okay.
You know what does appreciate? Savings? I don't know. Does that work?
Broadly. I mean, I would also set fairly high prison sentences for people who at airports, when their belongings come on the tray along the belt, rather than taking the tray off the belt to go and get their things, take all their things out of it on the thing and then just leave the tray there.
Yeah, that is annoying. I mean, prison does seem a bit excessive, but...
I disagree.
Okay.
I know, when I say fairly high, yeah. I'm talking in the months rather than the years.
Oh, okay, well, that's fine. Seems legit.
Because I very kind of passively, aggressively, like, stack trays or... lift my tray very pointedly onto the side, and no one's ever noticed me do any of this.
Yeah, I mean, they've got other things on their mind, haven't they? And the petty grievances of a sad lonely man.
But can they not see? They're just slowing everything down.
You said that like it was a quote, like an inspirational speech or something.
Maybe it was.
Maybe it was. It probably wasn't.
Airports, ever since I flew more, people at airports annoy me unduly.
But I'll be one of these people who's annoying you because I didn't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, read the signs.
Oh my gosh.
You don't need to be familiar with these things. You just need to be able to read. And it's in every language.
Well, you remember in Toronto airport, sorry, Vancouver airport, you had the sign saying, put your passport in the bin. I found that very confusing at the time.
Yeah, that's not helpful. And like the people who are like, oh, I didn't realise that I could only have one bag of liquid items. It's like, really? What was about all the signs saying you can only have one bag of liquid items that made you not realise? Although having said that,
when
I was flying back from Boston, I didn't have to remove the liquids from my bag. I started taking them out. I was like, no, we've got a different machine here.
Oh.
Even though they had previously announced that you had to do that. In fact, they hadn't announced it. The bus that I'd taken to the airport announced it. I guess because they assume that everyone's flying. But yeah, he's like, only take drinks out. But like, I started taking out just like some toothpaste and stuff. He's like, no.
Uh-huh.
So that was interesting.
They're just like, we don't care once you're flying back to the UK. Do what you like on that journey.
I'm not sure that's the TSA's approach.
Do what you like. Go wild.
In fact, when you get the Logan Express bus to Boston Airport, you get a ticket that allows you to skip to the front of security, which when I was looking online to try and figure out what I was going to do, there was someone who was like, this is really bad for our security that you can just skip security if you take the bus. Like, no, you don't get to just skip it altogether. That would be insane.
That would be a lot.
Anyway, they didn't give me the thing, and it turns out there's like two people in the queue, so that's fine.
I can't think of any other petty grievances, so maybe that's my thing. Oh, feel free to keep going.
Non-symmetrical crossword grids.
Sure, so we've got very niche now, haven't we?
That's a problem for me. I mean, anyone walking slowly, that's obviously very frustrating.
And so fresh.
I mean, that's why I left it till now, because it's been done to death, but it still does bug me.
Oh, I really hate subtitles on it. Maybe we talked about that in the last episode. We certainly talked about that, but just don't do it, babe.
People, when they get like through an entrance or something and then just stand right where they've come in, blocking everyone else.
A lot of these things seem like people who don't know what they're doing seem to annoy you.
it's okay to not know what you're doing, but you can not know what you're doing in the corner somewhere, not just lying in the middle. Obviously, anyone in a cinema who does anything.
It does anything. I mean, I like a little chatter in the cinema, just a hubbub, like a low murmur.
Do you like some hubbub in the cinema?
If it's me hubbubbing. Because otherwise I might as well go on my own. I mean, it'd be something else.
People who don't turn up on time to
things. Oh, yeah, you've talked about that. I guess one of my people who make a big fuss about people not turning up a couple of minutes late.
Yeah, there's the...
Sports matches on TV, moving regularly scheduled programming.
Right.
I want to watch Emma Dale. I do not care that this football match is happening. Put it on in your own time. Your own time is not between 7:30 and 8 on weekdays. Sorry, 7 and 7:30.
I think Emma Dale is probably the thing that this country can most do without.
What about, like, carbon monoxide poisoning?
If I had to choose one,
I suppose you need to keep a bit to keep it on their toes.
No, I mean, I'm not a big fan of poison, but Emmerdale is actually, so it's not the worst TV program, probably.
Sure. And that's how they're advertising it.
I obviously haven't watched a full episode.
You can watch the Christmas app this Christmas.
I think you once showed me a clip of someone whose kid had died or something. Oh, this is the best acting ever. And I was like, this is really bad acting.
It was really, really good. And if ever I need to cry, like if I've got like a tension headache or something, I just watch that again because it sends me crying.
When I needed to cry to reenact Haley Joel Osment's part in Sixth Sense for a movie reenactment video I did for a lockdown quiz.
Playing fast and loose the word need here, but yes, Karen.
Just watch the end of Homeward Bound.
Yeah, that'll do it as well. I've got those two, and then no, I'm not going to. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it is a sort of real life cancer thing. But, you know, those are my get to cry cries.
Right. Maybe we'll cut that.
Yeah, I might, because I don't feel good about it.
Well, actually, here's one for you, Simon, that will get you bawling like a baby.
Yeah.
Clips of Jimmy Glass scoring the winning goal for Carlisle United that kept them in the old Division 3. That'll get you going.
You mean, and I mean, I assume we're talking like bored to tears here, or is it like just weeping at the futility of sport being monetized? Is it one of those things?
He was a goalkeeper, Simon.
I don't care. No one cares about this. Do you care about this?
Of course, it's a beautiful story.
It sounds boring. Just if I could get some feedback, it's already felt very, very long, and they've only given me a brace of it.
Yeah, well, check it out.
I watched a Bollywood film yesterday about a man who fell in love with a robot. Thoughts? Yeah.
Was it regarded as a good thing?
Well, mixed. But I think it's a contender up there with my best looking couple in a film, which hitherto
the son is a robot,
but played by a real person.
Okay.
hitherto it would be the son is always also a star, but now, one second, because I'm not going to remember the title of it. Anyway, it's Shahid Kapoor and Kriti Sanon, who are very, very beautiful people.
What about Robot and Frank?
What are you saying?
It's a movie starring a robot and Frank Minghella.
Are you saying those are the two most beautiful people?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's an old man.
I mean, Beatrice and Dan the Beholder, I suppose.
And a bit of white plastic.
So Terry Baton, Mine Asa Uldjadjia is the name of that film.
Okay, well, I'll check it out. Robot and Frank was the name of the one I was talking about.
I'm just going to Google it because I don't want to dismiss it out of hand.
It's actually a really good movie.
I mean, the robot's quite pretty, I suppose. the old man, I'm not sure.
Anyway,
well, James Marsden loves to appear in films, doesn't he? I guess he's an actor.
I mean, as with broadly speaking, every other James Marsden film, I'd forgotten he was in it.
No, that is his thing, isn't it? Oh gosh, do you remember The Jury? Did you watch The Jury?
I did.
That was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was clever. I'm not quite sure it ever quite worked out what it wanted to be.
For those who don't know, it was a sort of this man thought he was signing up to a jury fly on the wall documentary, but in fact he was the only person who was an actor. And he's gone on to have a huge career, I guess.
The only person who wasn't.
Sorry, the only person who wasn't.
I mean,
a bit harsh on James Marsden. The only person who wasn't an actor.
Although he was very clearly
very keen to become like The Bachelor or something off the back of this by lifting that.
Oh, is he? Oh, poor boy. But I've got to say, had I been that guy, I'd be like, cool, James Marsden's here, but also, why is the guy who's been in several sitcoms I've seen here?
I mean, presumably out of work actor.
Yeah, I mean, they might be able to play off of that. Maybe
I've got a feeling it wasn't called The Jury, because I'm Googling that and it's not coming up.
No, when you said The Jury, I thought it's not called that, but I also can't remember what it is called.
Jury Duty?
Well, that sounds more believable. Really?
Jury reality show. What was it called? Jury Duty. Okay. Jury Duty.
Do you know how many men there are on a... Oh, sorry. Men and women there are on a jury in Scotland.
Oh, well, I'm assuming not 12. Let's say, it's going to be weird, 11.
15.
15? Mm. There's hardly anyone in Scotland.
Mm. But most of them insist on trial by claymore. So it's,
Ronald Gladden has not yet gone on to do anything else, but he has quit his construction job.
Oh, Ronnie.
He revealed in late 2023. So.
Oh, Ronnie. Well, because they talked about making a second season of this, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't be able to do it with The Jury, but maybe you could do it with something else. Because I think,
or you could do it the other way, where only one person's an actor.
Do you think they've got loads of people going to do jury duty now, just assuming that maybe they're on a reality TV show? And you just be like, murder! Joke's on you!
Everyone's murder! Everyone's desperate to sign up for a jury now, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing jury duty.
I'd love to do a bit of jury duty.
But unless it was gory, do you think I'd be like, yeah, nothing sure, gory, please? Could this be a white collar crime?
That wouldn't be great. But yeah, I'd love to serve my country in that manner.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'd love some time off work.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Okay.
What you can do for your country. So, and that's something that I heard
you just came up with.
Well, I know it sounds like the wisdom I would provide, but no, I heard it in Boston, Massachusetts.
And was it inscribed on the Liberty Bell?
It was not. It was the JFK Memorial, the JFK Library and Museum, which, as far as I can work out, there was no access to the library, but they still called it that.
Oh, well, much like JFK, probably never read a book. He was a dummy.
Interesting view.
He wasn't very bright, was he? He was more like sort of, you know, spirited quarterback type, wasn't he?
I mean, he seemed pretty smart. I think the JFK Museum was fairly biased in favour of JFK.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone likes someone who's too smart. That's certainly my experience. That's why people don't like me, isn't it?
Everyone likes you. You're so lovely.
Widely beloved. Well, I guess we've gone over the hour.
I guess we have. If you're still listening to this, what is 87 times 6?
Gosh, I mean, that's a big sum.
It is a big sum.
Let me see if I can do it. 522?
It is 522, yeah.
Boom. The prize has gone to me now.
Yeah.
The prize is getting to appear on the next episode. So I'll see you there.
Well, what have we done, son?
We have put the win
into twin.
Pew, pew, pew!